call.
Hi. How's everything going? So were you able to speak with your husband again?
Yes, I got his credit card.
Okay. So one thing that I'll do here, and it's required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to go through the voice verification. Now, is your last name Hildebrand as well?
No, my last name is Chomtid, C-H-O-M-T-I-D.
T-I-D. And just to be clear, how do you spell your first name?
My first name is Chalada, so C as a Charlie. H as a Henry, O as a Orange,
mm-hmm.
L as a Linda, L as a Linda, A as a Adam, D as a David, D as a David, and A as a Adam. So C H O M, no, that's my last name. C H O L L A
D D A. Your last name and your first name do start with the same three letters, so.
Same, correct.
Okay.
So my kids sometimes call me Chocho.
Chocho, that's adorable. Cho-cho. That's super cute.
People thought it's a dog name.
Oh, that is well, I mean, it's a term of endearment for sure.
Yeah.
And probably only your children can get away with it. certainly wouldn't want strangers calling you that. So the DFW appliance repair now at gmail.com, that's a good email address for you. I know that you're in Fort Worth, but you go out to the customer, right? No one ever comes to you. There's no showroom, no brick-and-mortar physical location.
Right.
I did see, though, associated with the business in one way or form, 3752 Regency Circle. Is that a home address?
Correct. That's my home address. It's my
office. It is your home. Yeah. And
yeah.
Google knows most service-based businesses are run from the home, whether, you know, if you're going out to the customer and doing that service, you know, you don't really need to have a storefront. So Google wouldn't want to list the physical street address. You're just going to be listed Fort Worth, Texas, not even the zip code, and definitely not that physical street address. Google wouldn't want anyone to even be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door. They wouldn't want that any more than you would, okay? Now,
okay.
What I'll do is I'll read the voice verification, and then we'll take a look at the client interview calendar. We'll be scheduling that follow-up call with our technician. Again, this is for the exact amount of $199. And then, is it a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's American Express, please.
American Express. Okay. Does that bill at the 3752 Regency Circle?
Correct. That one.
Okay. And it should start with the 3. All Amexes do. If you want to go ahead and read that back to me, I'll read it back at the very end for accuracy.
Okay. 3799.
Mm-hmm.
640016.
Mm-hmm.
495-73.
Okay, so I've got 3799-640-016-49573.
Correct, sir.
And then the expiration
12 of 24.
And then the four digits on the front of the card?
3361.
3361. So 3361 on the front of the card and December or 12 of 2024 for the expiration date. Now, the name on that card, is that your husband's name?
My husband's name. My husband, please. Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Uh-huh.
Hildebrand, H-I-L-D-E-R-B-R-A-N-D.
Yes, I've been conversing with Taylor by email, and he is the one who said, let's do it. So I know that you are authorized to do that. I know that you had to reach him to get that information. Let's see. So I need to do the voice verification real quick. It's recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward, though. Okay. So it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It does say in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Appliance repair now.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Shirley, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Cholada. My last name is Chomtit. I am the owner of business.
Okay. And then as the owner of Appliance Repair Now, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, correct.
Of course. Perfect. And then for the billing information that we do have on file, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And, of course, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Now, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Truly, that's fair enough, right?
Okay, yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We also do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee and reducing the subscription cost by 50% to the fixed flat rate of $199, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Now, Chilada, that $199 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. No, you've already got the website, so we're not doing the landing page in this case. We're going to promote the existing website, and I like that look of that website, by the way. So the website, we don't
have
to do.
You have to work on it, though.
Well, I know that it is a work in progress, but like I said, as far as the bones of it, you know, the basic formatting of the website, you guys are off to the right start on that, so we'll definitely be able to promote that website, okay? Now, the $199 is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the third of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. And again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, that does of course mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. And of course, you can also pause the service. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally if necessary, now you can do that by simply contacting our client support team. Chilada, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Trompted, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir. That's easy, too. I was expected 30 days, 3 days.
No. I mean, we're closed on the weekend. You know, I do know because I actually a long time ago used to work in the client support department. If you happen to call us the day it bills or the day before or a couple of days after, say, oh, I meant to call, I forgot. I mean, at that point, we have to refund the payment. But that's why we say since we're closed on the weekend, if you want us to prevent charges to the following month, we just ask that you call us at least 3 days before that billing date. So today's date is the third. Makes it easy. Call us on the last day of the month or the first day of the month, and you'll be fine. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, sure. No problem. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive through our automated system a confirmation email. The confirmation email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me grab my...
Sure.
Okay. In the meantime, I have a quick question for you.
Sure, of course.
I got a phone call from Amazon Voice Activation to set
up. Oh, really?
It's every day. So,
oh, gosh.
Is that the same thing that you call, I read on?
No. Goodness, no. That's very different. Now, of course, Amazon and Google are probably the two companies that are known worldwide. If you only know two companies, you probably know Amazon and you probably know Google. So they are giants in many, many industries, even branding on television and things like that. So, and of course, Google owns YouTube and Amazon's got Prime Video. So, I mean, they do compete with each other in certain aspects. Amazon is trying to do like search engine optimization and help businesses to promote their companies online as well. But that's a very, very different service than what we're doing. Of course, we're talking about Google, which is where most people go when they need to hire someone, especially when they need to hire someone to come out to their home. They are going to Google it, right? So you should in a minute, like I said, receive the client confirmation email, the client support information, but if you've got that pen handy, I'd like to give you that information now. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And it's option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will contact you within the next business day. That email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you. You'll also receive all of that information by way of email, like I said, in the next couple of minutes. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll even receive that link by direct text message, and you might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there, so you'll get that by text or by email to the email address that we have on file. Now, One of the things that I wanted to do here before we got off the phone was to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, kind of the dot the I's and cross the T's kind of thing. Verify information off of your website, information that I have. Make sure that we know all of the different services. If you want to be, you know, for separate brands, you know, the Wolfs and Sub-Zeros and the high-end appliances. If you will, you know, want to do the Maytags and things like that as well. And of course, different appliances that you wanted to service. You know, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. We will be scheduling that for tomorrow. It looks like okay. there's a spot available at 9, but not 10. And then it looks like I could do anything between 11 o'clock and 5 o'clock with the exception of 2. So basically any time between 9 and 5, but not 10 or 2.
9 and 5, let me look real quick.
We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So we could do 9 o'clock, 11, 12, 1, or 3, 4, or 5.
3, 4, 5. 9, 5. Give me a second. 9 to 10. I have meeting tomorrow. Give me a second. I'm not sure what time is meeting tomorrow.
Oh, no problem. Yeah.
Meditation. This Friday meeting. Well, my meeting is 9 and 10.
Okay. And so maybe 11 or 12 or 1 o'clock or something late in the afternoon?
I can do 1 to 2, right?
1 to 2. You can do 1 to 2. Yeah. 1 to 2, but not 2 to 3. Let's do 1 to 2. So it's going to be scheduled from 1 until 2. Sometime in that first half hour is when you'll get the phone call. And then it will take about 25 or 30 minutes after that. If I'm available, when the client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be on that call to introduce you to your client interview technician. I don't know at this point who's going to end up making that call. It's basically whoever's available, and they will really only give me a moment's notice. But it's going to be, I would say, not before 11:05 or 1:05 or 1:10, but sometime between 1:10 and 1:30 is when they're going to let me know that they're available to make that phone call. If I'm not on a call, I'll be there to be initiating that phone call, introduce you to your interview technician. If I'm not available, they'll just make that call directly, but they've got all of my notes. They're all very capable, and they'll take care of you. Oh, the other thing I wanted to do here before I get you off the phone, first of all, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. An hour prior, so at noon tomorrow, you're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 1. I'm sending you in a minute here also a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, that stands for Client Interview, to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then the other thing that I wanted to do here before I get you off the phone is to set up a security question and answer. Now, this is for your protection. Anyone who calls you and says they are with Local Splash, or if they call and say they're with Google or whatever the case might be, they will need to know both the security question and the answer without being prompted. They would also need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. Now, it's also if someone calls us, we would expect a call maybe from you or maybe from Taylor, but really from no one else. But even if Taylor calls, he would need to know the answer if we ask him the question. The options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
Okay, city that I was born is Bangkok.
Okay.
Our pet name is Hut, H-U-D.
Okay. You just have to pick one. So which one did you want?
Okay.
Yeah.
The city that I were born is Bangkok.
City you're born in. And, of course, Taylor knows that as well. So I have to enter it in here twice. Okay. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message?
I got an email that had invoice, and I got email about welcome to local class.
Okay. Right. So you get them both. The one that we need right now is the invoice email. So it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And that blue click here is hyperlinked. Okay. So it goes to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in the voice verification. So if you open up that link, it talks about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the left side. Okay.
Yeah. So if you click on the click here, and then talking about Google Business Profile Optimization, of course, we'll mirror the content on Bing as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, but that's the one that you're looking at, right? It says at the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes. I'm looking on now. It's on like landing page.
Yes,
Google
correct.
Ads, Google
gotcha. Yes, correct. So if it has an asterisk, we may not be providing that service. And in case in this, of course, you have a website, we're not doing a landing page. This one does not include Google Ads or local service ads. But if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and it says, I certify that I'm an authorized holder or user of the card. We want you to click on that box there. And then in the box below it, you can type in Taylor Hildebrand. It is case sensitive. Yeah, the long box with the arrow pointing towards it. You can copy and paste it, but if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Taylor Hildebrand, capital T, capital H, just the space in between, once you've got that in the long box, click the slightly shorter orangish box below it, the one that says confirm signature. Now, if you click on that box, it should ask you for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that. Now,
so
that, of course, is...
Here, right?
Okay, so that, yeah. So that lets us know that you know that it's a fixed flat rate, that we've reduced the cost, et cetera. It allows us to do the initial NAPW audit. Now, you don't have to go a step further. The automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks that it's already activated, but it's not. But it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using soon enough when the tracking system is active for your tracking system itself. Now, the username I can give you, it's simply the phone number we're speaking on, 817-988-3293. The password will be sent out to you once your tracking system is activated. We'll email it and text it out to you. It's a default password. You can change it if you like once you log into your account.
May I ask you a question? Tracking device activation, what it actually is?
You're breaking up just a little bit. Could you repeat that?
So you said my password would get set up when I get a tracking device.
Not a tracking device. Your tracking system. Your reporting system.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's the back end of your account, so you can track your success. It's your tracking system. It's your reporting system. It's just so you can personally track how many calls you're getting, where the calls are coming from. So it's your client dashboard is what we call it. It's your reporting system.
Okay, I got you.
Yes, yeah, your client dashboard, yeah. So that's where you can see how many calls you're getting, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You can see all of the destinations and directories that we'll create for your business. We know that a lot of people don't use it at all. Some people just ask someone who's never called, hey, where'd you find me? And they say, oh, you were on Google. And sometimes that's enough for people to know that the service itself is working. But we do provide that. And, you know, there's a lot of valuable and useful information there. You will have 24/7 access to that. So You can see, like I said, where the calls are coming from. You can upload photos there as well. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business. So a lot of businesses are increasing or investing in advertising at this point. So anyway, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be that follow-up call coming through with our client interview technician tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll be available as well when we give you that call around. Well, sometime between 1 and 1:30 is when we'll initially make that call, and it'll take about 25, 30 minutes after that.
Okay, quick question.
All right. Sure.
You seem like you have a good knowledge about appliance repair companies. Since you named some brand, that I feel like you have knowledge about it.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like I have a feeling I'm not talking with someone who have no clue what I'm doing. Like, what is my business offer?
Oh boy. Well, I appreciate that. I try to be knowledgeable. You know, of course, our job as a Google partner is to cover all of the United States and all of Canada and any industry under the sun. So I do try to be as knowledgeable as I can about, you know, our clients. I do have some knowledge with what appliance repair goes through and the brands that they want to service and things like that. But there are some things that I'm not an expert in, but at least in this case, I definitely do know quite a little bit.
Yeah, so I just curiosity from your experience with another appliance repair company, how they successful to get a business from Google Ads. Like, do you have an idea? Like, my experience with Google Ads, call,
mm-hmm.
like I do like kind of run the ad with Google before, and the most of the call it just I call trash, because they will ask my husband Taylor, he had a really high closing rate through different marketing plan, like he almost closed with every call people give him a call.
Oh, that's good.
But
yeah, right,
somehow from Google people call him, and then we got charged, and then they like,
oh, for Google Ads. Yeah. You know, for Google Ads, what a lot of people call AdWords or pay-per-click, unfortunately you do get charged for every click, and a lot of the times first of all they click on your ad and they don't even call you, and then you get charged for that. Or they call you and they're just looking for an estimate, or they have no idea what they need or even what they're talking about. So that's why I know, and I think you made the right decision not going with Google Ads in this particular case. Personally, I don't go on those ads. I go right to the local map, which is where we're promoting your business. Yeah, I think that's where we all go. And I think that's the most profitable piece of real estate out there.
Yeah, I always skip whatever is business that pay for the ad. I always skip that part and go actually to the first one who not pay for to be on the ad. So another day I had a meeting with Taylor, and Taylor said, not everybody know that. Everybody will go to the first one. But because we in this type of, we know how this business works, so that's why we go below it. But he said, in typical normal people, they don't know about that. But I said, it said ad on the top. It says sponsor on the top. People can see
yes.
the lead.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, you're right there. You're exactly right. Well, we're excited to get this going for you. Like I said, hopefully I will be on that call tomorrow to introduce you to your client interview technician. Uh-huh. But always a real pleasure speaking with you. You take care, and hopefully, I mean, not only will my company speak with you tomorrow, but hopefully I'll speak with you as well.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot,
Jolie.
Take care. Have a great night. Take care.
Same
bye-bye.
To you. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.